We can move on.
PlayStation 3.
Oh, God, I really... This is just my favorite news story of the week. The number one thing I wanted to bring up. A child writes in to Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod.
Synagogue.
Okay. No.
Synod.
Okay, Synod. I'm very sure that killing, suicide, stealing, and anything like that is not accounted as an actual sin if it's only in video games. But I'm not very sure. When I play video games, I'm not murdering in my heart. I would never take a life in real life. Even if people die in video games and were able to die, they're not humans or animals, just computing-generated data. Doesn't matter. This church cleared gaming of sin. Finally. As normally defined, taking the life of another in a video game, as in acting or in any other fantasy situation, it is not a sin against God's prohibition to murder. Yes! Ole, 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 ole.
Somewhere that somebody was asking about Pokemon like that. Like, what if I only play Pokemon with the ones that aren't, like, affronts to God? Like, like if I just play with
Pidgey. Which ones are?
Well, yeah. Like, if I just play with Pidgey, who's a bird, but, like, if I play with Articuno, who's a magic fire bird. I'm sorry, Icebird, Articuno. Oops, my fault.
Oh, here comes the reader
baby
mail.
Noise. Baby noise.
Excuse me, I have a question about your
Pokemon.
You're
not paying attention, Chris. There
you go.
How long I got to talk about Pokemon?
There you go. But it says, if, however, what is done in the video game is an expression of hatred or callous disregard for human life, then the heart and motives are wrong, and then it is a sin in God's eyes. Teabagging. Lord
also,
save.
A few tracks in Rock Band, I think, would also count as that. Shackler's Revenge? Oh my god. Unplayable Dreck. How's that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right, smoking it.